You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. Lord God, we praise you in the house today. Thank you for another day. Thank you for even waking us up today. We praise and magnify your holy name here today. We ask for your blessings on this program today, on this study, on all that's taught. Speak to us, lead us, and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Reveal yourself to us today through this study in an awesome way. In Jesus' name, amen. Friday here at WGOD Radio, we're tuning into God's frequency. I want to invite you out to church this weekend. I am starting a study that's going to take us through Christmas, I bet. And that is the Gospel of Matthew, verse by verse. That's starting this weekend, Sunday morning at 10:30. We'd love to see you at Sunday school at 9:30 in the morning. We're looking at the 1st and 2nd Samuel, and we're in 1st Samuel. And then Sunday morning, 10:30, the Gospel of Matthew starts this week. If you'd like a copy of that sermon which aired earlier in the week, the law or grace, if you appreciated that, if you have questions about that, if you didn't understand that, if you don't agree with that, I'd love to hear from you. And we could talk more about that sometime, but hopefully you enjoyed that program, and hopefully you're getting a grasp and an understanding of what the Apostle Paul meant when he said you are no longer under the law. That does not mean you have a license to sin. What it means is that you're set free from trying to follow rules to be right with God. You're right with God because Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and redeemed you and bought you out of the slave market and gave you a new heart. And now you're right with God because you have been reconciled back to God. That's why you're right with God. For he was in him, reconciling the world back to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. You, praise God for what he's done. Here today now, on this wrapping up this week, we're in the book of 2 Thessalonians. We started this a little while ago. Let's run through chapter 1 and we'll pick it up here in chapter 2 here in a little bit, and we'll be going through 2 Thessalonians, and then we'll be going through Philippians and Galatians as well, and some of Paul's letters here on WGOD Radio. Now, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul's writing this letter because, once again, people were twisting the teaching that he was giving about what we call, at least, the rapture, though that word rapture is nowhere in the Bible, but the idea that the Lord's coming back again, the idea that there's a mystery that we will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet, and the dead in Christ will rise first. We know this is going to happen. We know we're going to meet the Lord in the air, but this has been twisted even back then, 2,000 years ago. That's why he wrote this letter. Now, first or 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, we're bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you abounds towards one another, so that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God, for your patience and faith, and all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Now, this church was undergoing tremendous persecution. Paul spent only 3 weeks. He built this church in 3 weeks, and there's nothing but praise he has for him. Whereas, on the other hand, he spent 2 years in Corinth, and you read the tone of his voice with them. Man, oh man, was he mad at those guys at Corinth. All the things that they were doing there, people, I mean, he's handing people over to Satan. People are dying and getting sick for taking communion the wrong way. Not with this group here. No, he had praise for them. As you read here, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds towards one another, so that we ourselves boast of you among the church. I can hear that now. Oh, man, have you seen what's going on there in Thessalonica? Those great Christians there. I only spent a couple weeks with them there, and they're growing in the faith. People are trying to kill them left and right. He's boasting of them. I'd love to have them boast about me. How about you? Isn't that something that's just, you know, that's just something I've always sought after, because he's such a hero of mine, the Apostle Paul, and I would just love to have him boast after me. And I'm thinking, he would boast after most groups. There's only one group I can see that I can remember in the Bible that he wouldn't boast after, and that is those in Galatia. When you read the letter to the Galatians, if you were practicing what was going on there at that church, and that is you had given up walking by faith for what the Lord Jesus Christ did for you, and started to go back to live to the law in order to be right with God. And then you come up to the Apostle Paul walking down the street, and you say, hey, how am I doing? Hoping that he would boast in you and what you're doing. And yet, he would say to you, friend, you make me sick. He told the people in Galatia that he wished that those who had done this to them would go out and castrate themselves. And there was no praise for the church of Galatia. He starts right in on them, just after saying, hello, this is Paul, praise God, I marvel that you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to another gospel, which is not another. And there are those there that would pervert the gospel of Christ. And for those that were going back to try to, well, there it was be circumcised. They were taught that faith in Christ wasn't enough. You had to go back and start keeping the Old Testament law and get circumcised, or not eat particular food, we read in chapter 2. And certainly the Apostle Paul wouldn't be boasting about you to the other churches on his circuit. He wouldn't want to mention you. He probably would keep it silent. There'd be no boasting of you, but there was boasting of this group here. Now, picking it up in chapter 1, verse 6, he says, Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those that do not know God and on those that don't obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These will be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Wow, look at that text with how the Lord's coming back. It certainly is no away in a manger, no crib for a bed. no baby Lord Jesus here, or little baby infant Jesus. No more Jesus Christ at the mercy of people. No more Jesus Christ having people spit on him, rip his beard out, whip him with whips, put crowns of thorns on his head, or crucify him and hang him on a cross. No, not this time. That's how it was the first time. But when he comes back again, that's not how it's going to be. When he comes back again, he's coming back in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those that don't know God. You say, oh, that's kind of mean, isn't it? How about the poor Ethiopian out in the middle of nowhere? Or the poor dot, dot, dot who lives wherever that's never heard of him? This is how he's coming back, friends. And he's coming back with no, he's not going to apologize to you for how he's coming back. He's coming back inflicting vengeance on all those that don't know God. And it says, on those that don't obey the gospel. Wow. I think it's time for some repentance. What do you think? On those that don't obey the gospel. You know, sometimes, to be brutally honest, sometimes I'm not all that obedient to the gospel. And sometimes I fall way short. If we look at what he considers part of the gospel, right? How about if we forgive people their trespasses, then our Heavenly Father will forgive us our trespasses. I hope that one's not part of the gospel. How about you? What do you think? Or how about that we've been forgiven of, like, the parable of $1 billion, and then we go to someone else that owes us $20, and we're unmerciful on them, and we grab them by the throat and say, pay to us what you owe. Lord willing, that's not part of the gospel. He's coming back in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those that don't know God and on people like me that don't obey the gospel. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. This is why the blood is such a serious thing, friend, that you and I can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can find mercy and strength in time of need. This is why I love communion so much. This is why it's so serious. This is why people were getting sick and dying for mistaking it, for taking it with irreverently, because of the power in the communion that it can forgive even someone like me. So that when he comes back in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those that don't know God and those that don't obey the gospel, I've got the blood of my Savior to obliterate my sins. And it's the only thing the Bible tells me that God has amnesia with. Sorry, I guess I just feel a little sinful today. And I regret for that, but I'm so grateful for the blood that even when I fall short, I can come boldly to the throne of grace to find mercy in time of need. And his blood is all powerful, and it can and will obliterate my sins. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. You're listening to WGOD Radio. Let me encourage you. There's nothing that you have done that God can't and won't forgive you of. That's how serious the blood is, and that's how powerful the blood of Jesus Christ is. That no matter what you have done, if you get on your knees today and repent and mean it and turn and go the other way, which is what repent means, God will obliterate your sins. Psalm 103:12, I leave you with that today. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD